On today's afternoon update, I'll be taking a look at Imagine Lubbock Together. Governor Rick Perry set to call a third special session. Senator Ted Cruz still going after Republicans in an appeals court says, yeah, Michael Bloomberg, sorry about your sugary soda ban. It's unconstitutional. Hey, everybody, I'm Chad Aisty, host of the Chad Aisty Show, which airs on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online right here at KFYO.com. And, of course, with your Radio Pup app, just download that onto your iPhone or Android phone. You can listen to the show wherever you are. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Chad Aisty Radio. I love Twitter. I'm on there way too much, but, you know, it happens. Follow me on Twitter, at Chad Aisty Radio. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. Imagine Lubbock Together in the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce. They got together today, and, well, a few things were laid out. Calls to Imagine, gateways to Lubbock, community redevelopment projects. Yes, downtown Lubbock was talked about over and over and over and over again. Downtown Lubbock, a huge part of Imagine Lubbock Together. Sure, they throw in education. They like to throw in beautification. They want to throw in calls for North and East Lubbock development as well. But what they really are focusing on, and it really showed today, downtown redevelopment. It was huge. It was a huge part of today's announcement and presentation by Connie Wharton and others with the steering committee. You know, and I'll get more into details on the show tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 11. But a lot of this, it's just laying out the implementation. And there are quite a few things that they're going to do. There's a huge, absolutely huge file online that you can take a look at on the Lubbock Chamber's website. I think KFYO.com will probably have a link to that where you can check it out. Also on Imagine Lubbock's website as well. They where they put all this information, how they will implement this, different ways they will going about, they will go about implementing some of the changes or some of the vision that they have for Lubbock. Now, they want to say and they want to stress, and they keep on stressing, that all of these ideas are not their ideas. It's not Connie Wharton's idea. It's not David Simon's idea, not the Chamber of Commerce idea. It's, you know, from all those public meetings that they had where they told people not to worry about how much things cost. Eventually, you have to worry about how much something will cost. It's real nice to say, look, come up and just don't worry about the price tag. Just put your hopes and dreams for Lubbock, what you would like to see in Lubbock, anything you want. Don't worry about how much it's going to cost. Don't worry about who's going to pay for it. Don't worry about any of that, those little pesky details. Well, eventually you have to worry about those details. And today, Connie Wharton again laid out that some of the projects you may have to get a federal grant for. She specifically talked about North and East Lubbock redevelopment or development. May have to get a grant for that from the federal government. There may be a lot of people out there a little hesitant about taking money from the feds because they always come with nice little strings, don't they? Also, bond election. Again, bonds were brought up as a way to pay for certain items. Now, again, no specifics were given. Absolutely no. No specific projects were laid out except for downtown redevelopment. That was as specific as they got in regards as to what they want to do. They want to develop the arts. They want to cultivate water, energy resources, revitalize downtown. Good luck. Again, they want to revitalize the downtown area. I get that. I wish them the best of luck as long as they don't use public money. Public money. I don't want them to use tax money to redevelop the downtown area. There's no need for that. If businesses want to move to the downtown area, they'll do so on their own. Now, I want to go ahead and dispel a myth that it's going to be thrown out there. You're going to hear a lot about this in the next few days, and I think the next few weeks. NTS Communications, they announced, a couple of weeks ago, that they were going to move to downtown Lubbock. You know, they've got the big NTS Tower. They got that building downtown. Now, they own that building. This is something that you need to know. They own that building. NTS is also housed right off the West Loop. You know that. You've probably gone by there and seen the NTS logo. Now, NTS announced a few weeks back that they were going to move to downtown Lubbock. Now, imagine Lubbock Together, the Lubbock City Council, a lot of these downtowners are going to go out and they're going to say that this is a huge victory for downtown. It shows that people want to move to downtown, that businesses want to flock to downtown Lubbock. Let me tell you why that's not true. NTS Communications is only moving downtown because they want to save money. They own that building. That's the only building they own. They don't own the building on the West Loop. They're losing money, and they want to save some money, so they're shoving everybody downtown. In fact, I've heard from quite a few people that there are a lot of unhappy folks inside NTS because they don't want to go downtown Lubbock. They don't want to go there. They want to stay in West Lubbock. They don't want to go downtown, but the company, you know, they make decisions. Corporate makes decisions, and you got to go where corporate tells you to go, unless you want to quit and go get a new job. So what's happening? NTS, they're moving downtown. You're going to hear throughout the media how this is a huge victory for downtown, and this is a huge sign that people want to move to downtown Lubbock. Don't buy into it. This is purely a cost-saving move for NTS. If they would have owned the building on the West Loop, that's where they would have moved and they would have stayed. It has nothing to do with wanting to be in downtown Lubbock. Now, eventually, you will have, I believe, some more businesses probably move downtown. It could happen, but again, this is not going to be a quick process. This is going to take quite a while. Third special session right around the corner. Governor Rick Perry set to call it third special session. Could happen by the time this gets online. In fact, the Texas Tribune, a little bit earlier, a couple hours ago, about 2:36 or so, about 2:45, posted a story online saying that Governor Rick Perry soon will call a third special session to deal with transportation. That doesn't shock anybody. May shock some that it's happening so quickly. There were a lot of lawmakers that, frankly, they just wanted to go home for a while. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. Governor Perry, I think, is really trying to just force these lawmakers to pass something and to get something done and basically just, hurt the morals of some of these lawmakers, because some of these lawmakers, they've got businesses, they got families, and they want to go home. They want to spend time, either going on vacation or they want to be back taking care of their business. They're not able to do that. They've been in Austin for about 7 months. They're going to be there another 30 days or as long as it takes to get transportation handled. Senator Ted Cruz is out there talking about Obamacare. The senator saying that a shutdown over Obamacare, shutdown of the government, would not be a disaster for the GOP. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, according to Politico, downplayed the long-term consequences of a government shutdown on the Republican Party, calling for a grassroots mobilization to pressure lawmakers to defund the Affordable Care Act. Quote, I think the received wisdom that 95 was a disaster is completely wrong. I think it was important that Republicans stood for principle and that it actually led to some serious solutions to the fiscal and economic challenges facing this country, Cruz said in an event hosted by the Heritage Foundation. The sort of cocktail chatter wisdom in Washington that, the shutdown was a political disaster for Republicans, is not born out of that data. Cruz made numerous statements in recent weeks calling for Obamacare funding to be tied to the budget debate. He, along with allies like Senators Mike Lee and Marco Rubio, think that a continuing resolution, which must be voted on by September 30th to avoid a government shutdown, is a powerful bargaining chip against Obamacare. There are other Republicans who see it as a disaster. That would include, by the way, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, who is not real keen on the idea of shutting down the government. What we're seeing right now, Senator Ted Cruz, he's a fighter. John Cornyn, he likes to talk a big game. Kind of disappointed in John Cornyn. Finally, the appeals court, New York City, soda ban unconstitutional. Sorry about that, Michael Bloomberg. We'll see if Michael Bloomberg decides to fight this any longer. Remember, you can find me on Twitter at ChadHDRadio. That's at ChadHDRadio on Twitter. Find me on Facebook as well. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. And remember to tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock, online at kfyo.com, right here on the website. And, of course, on the Radio Pup app. Download that. Lots of people downloading that, listening to the show all over the state of Texas. In fact, I got a message from a young lady today who listens in Wichita Falls, so appreciate that. Listen to the show via the Radio Pup app. Download that to your iPhone or onto your Android phone, and it's absolutely free. Find me on Twitter at ChadHD Radio. Hope you have a great day. See you again tomorrow.